One of our many musical treasures in Cincinnati is the Cincinnati Pops. Their 2019-20 season has just been announced, and of course, there's Red, White, and Boom, the annual 4th of July concert at Riverbend. It's always a pleasure to have Pops conductor John Morris Russell, or better known as JMR, in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
So let's start with the glorious 4th. What's on the schedule for Red, White, and Boom?
Well, you know, the great thing about our Pops is that our orchestra and orchestral library is deep. You know, with all of our recordings and national broadcasts and all the years that we've been producing this great Cincinnati tradition, we've accumulated a massive amount of amazing repertoire. And putting together the program is always a little trickier than you think, because it's like we have these riches to pull from. And it's always, you know, try to squeeze as much as we can in a very short amount of time. And then the fireworks, of course. So we have so many unique orchestral arrangements that are our own. This is the only place that you can hear them. They're always stunning. And so we start, of course, by inviting wonderful groups to come join us and soloists. And this year is a first for the U.S. Army Six String Soldiers. It's actually an Army bluegrass band, and they take great Americana and work it up. We've got amazing soloists, singers, and they've got a lot of their own charts. But of course, they're going to be doing some of ours as well, and all celebrating, you know, this great American tradition of bluegrass music and so many patriotic tunes that are done in a bluegrass style. So they're going to be joining us with some of their own stuff and also arrangements that we put together and originally recorded on American originals, kicking things off with our tribute to the end of the First World War. And this album was just released in November. The American Originals 1918, they're going to do How You Gonna Keep Them Down on the Farm After They've Seen Perry. And from our first American Originals album, the tribute to Stephen Foster, they're going to be doing Oh Susanna. They have their own piece called Unsung Heroes, which is a moving tribute to military families. They're going to be joining us with This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land, as well as the Armed Forces Medley. And they're going to be delivering the piccolo solo at the very end for the Stars and Stripes Forever, a la bluegrass. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
And the day itself, it's at Old Coney. And so the rides are free when you buy your ticket. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Now, isn't that a fantastic family holiday? You can ride the rides at Coney, spend the day there, and then in the evening, come over to Riverbend and, you know, enjoy the great sounds of the Pops. And, of course, the cherry on the sundae are the dazzling fireworks show of Rozzy's famous fireworks right after the concert.
Not accompanied.
Well, actually, we do accompany it, but we do it with Pops recordings. We kind of put together some of our greatest hits so that everyone can hear the soundtrack of our orchestra right along with the fireworks.
And what else will be going on?
Well, we always have a special soloist, and we have a wonderful young artist who is making her Cincinnati Pops debut, Montego Glover. And she had performed in Hamilton, in Chicago, for those people who saw the production there. She's been on multiple Broadway shows starring, and it's a real treat to be able to have her come and join us. She's going to be singing all of our patriotic favorites, everything from Strike Up the Band, Give Me Your Tired and Poor from Miss Liberty, America the Beautiful, You Raise Me Up, a gorgeous voice and a wonderful spirit, and so pleased that she's going to be joining us. And as always, we have the Cincinnati Pops Chorale that will be singing along throughout the entire performance. And you know what? Lest we forget, our fantastic orchestra, our virtuosic ensemble that plays it all. And, you know, in a patriotic Pops program, when we celebrate American music, the styles are so diverse, you know, everything from bluegrass to jazz, rock and roll. And our orchestra goes in there with a 1-2 punch. And it's always such a treat to be able to put together this program with our orchestra. And of course, this July is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And so we're going to have a very special tribute to NASA, the Apollo space program, and our own Neil Armstrong, who 50 years ago changed the world as we know it. And we're going to be featuring several selections that we recorded on our newest CD called Voyage, which is going to be released the very next day. So people are going to be able to hear this music live right before the international release of Voyage. And, you know, we'll include music by David Newman, music from The Right Stuff, and Justin Hurwitz's The Theme from The First Man, which was the film that was released just last fall telling the story of Neil Armstrong.
And speaking of celebrations, let's talk about the upcoming season for the Pops. It's a remarkable schedule of all kinds of music. And you're kicking off the season with Renee Elise Goldsberry.
Yes, we start off the season with Renee Elise Goldsberry making her Cincinnati Pops debut. Many of you might know that she was in the original cast of Hamilton on Broadway, now playing the role of Angelica Schuyler. I mean, she really defined that role, for which she won a Tony and a Grammy. She's going to be singing some of those hits from Hamilton, but also the Great American Songbook and the Great Broadway Songbook, an awesome way to kick things off. Another great highlight of the season is going to be Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, performed with the jazz artist Marcus Roberts. This is the same pianist, you know, who's performed this work with many of the major symphony orchestras around the world. And it's this melange of improvisation along with Gershwin's classic melodies. And he's going to be bringing his trio along with the orchestra, and we're going to be performing all sorts of Gershwin with this great celebration for him. And then at the end of the season, in March, is going to be a program that I have been working on for years to put it together. And I know it's special for you.
It's very special for me and for, I think, most of Cincinnati, because it's a tribute to King Records, and I can't wait for that. And you've got a co-curator who is one of the most remarkable musicians out there today, Mr. Paul Schaefer.
Yes, indeed. Paul has been a dream to work with. You know, we floated the idea to him, you know, thinking, well, you know, I wonder if he'd be interested. And man, it was amazing to see how much he knew about what was happening here. And of course, it goes really beyond King Records. We're calling the concert The Cincinnati Sound, an American Musical Legacy, because it starts with Mamie Smith, the Cincinnatian who made the first blues recording. I mean, this is the beginning of the beginning. And she, a Cincinnatian, singing the blues. And then we go into several of the artists and repertoire that made Herzog Studios their home in the 30s and 40s. And then we skip ahead to King Records and what an extraordinary legacy there. We'll also include the Isley Brothers, you know, the amazing band that really kind of took us from tight harmony 50s sound to, you know, straight up funk late in their career. So it's all about our musical ethos here at the juncture between the North and the South, the Ohio River, the primary artery of American music making, settling here in the Ohio River Valley and making Cincinnati really the heartbeat, the living heartbeat of American popular music.
There was so much important country western music, country music, and bluegrass music that was recorded here that was really fostered here and people don't know about.
And that's really, I think, the essence of our story with this concert is that it kind of perpetuates the concept of if it sounds good, it is good. And it really comes from the African-American musical experience. And, you know, someone like Mamie Smith, the blues. The blues came from the African-American musical experience and kind of served as a seed that then sprouts into this incredible flower with all sorts of branches coming off. And one of those branches, of course, is country sounds and western sounds. Another one of those branches goes out into jazz and another one into rockabilly. And then all of these sounds start melding together to create the incredible diversity of the American musical sound. So much of it, this cross-pollination, comes from the brainchild of Sid Nathan, who brought everyone into the studio. Regardless of race or gender, everyone came to make music. They said that Sid Nathan, he really didn't care about black or white. All he cared about was green. And in a way, his recordings and King Records spoke to everyone. And early on, with what was called hillbilly music, country, bluegrass, it kind of started to morph into rockabilly. And then rockabilly started to morph into rhythm and blues and rock and roll. And then, you know, at the very end of King Records, you know, extraordinary reign, we have James Brown, who puts it all together with a hefty dollop of soul and funk and completely rewrites musical history right here.
Well, that's something that we're all really looking forward to. And a final question here. After a year in the renovated music hall, what are the changes that, from where you stand on the podium, that you hear in the hall? And what are you hearing from your audiences?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's really a different hall for all the different orchestras and ensembles that work in it because it is so very, very flexible. Ballet has its own setup and the orchestra in this, you know, supersized pit. Same thing for opera. And they've got their own kind of sound world that is very, very much different than it was before. The symphony, of course, you know, is pushed way downstage. It's inside the Springer Auditorium itself with a whole system of risers, et cetera, and that's a whole different world. And the Pops as well is different than it was before. You know, it's got the flat stage. It's pushed a little bit further back. I find that acoustically, when the orchestra is laid out flat, we've got a great clarity of sound, which was kind of lacking before, and yet it still has a great deal of warmth. And I'm really loving this great orchestral sound that we've developed in the new hall, which, by the way, is captured beautifully in our newest CD, Voyage, which is an all-orchestral recording, really capturing the depth and breadth of our pop sound.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's always great to have you here. John Morris Russell is conductor of the Cincinnati Pops. You can find out more about the Pop Season and Red, White, and Boom by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry.